Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. I am author, motivational speaker. I am just a child of God, and I get to do what I love and love what I do by bringing you testimonies of faith, real life, inspirational stories from individuals that have gone through, come out, and are here to tell the story. And I'm so excited and I'm so blessed and honored to be doing that because so many people are walking around and they are hurting. They are struggling. They're suffering in silence. They're suffering in secret. They're screaming and nothing is coming out. They feel like they're all by themselves and they're alone and there's nowhere to go. They don't know which way to go. They don't know if they're going to make it another day. They don't know if they're going to be able to get out the bed. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to just be in the land of the living one more time. Every day we get an opportunity to be here. Above ground is a blessing. We hear of so many people that have gone on to glory each and every day, and we're saddened by it. We miss them, but we get the opportunity to be here and just give God the glory and give God the praise. So I'm just thankful. Today is Thanksgiving. Yay, it's Thanksgiving, and every day should be Thanksgiving, right? I think every day that we get to be here, we get to open our eyes is a day of Thanksgiving, and we should give God the glory, and we should give God the honor because he is worthy of all of it. He's worthy of all of it. You know, but it's Thanksgiving and it's the start of that holiday season, and so many out here are grieving. So many out here are sad because they've lost their loved ones. It's their first holiday without their mother, their father, their brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, their friend. And they are mourning the loss of that person. You know, they're going to look over to that seat that that loved one used to occupy and sit in and notice that she's not there and he's not there. And so it brings back a lot of grief and sadness. I know it does for me because Thanksgiving was my mother's favorite holiday. I lost my mother in 2013. She had a massive heart attack right in front of me, and it was a big loss because she was young and we wasn't ready. We're never ready. Nobody is ready for the loss of your mother, your father, someone very close to you. But we weren't ready for that, and it was hard. My first Thanksgiving, I can remember just crying. I would just cry, and I had a best friend, and she would just try to make sure that I was involved and at her house and around, surrounded by laughter and people that loved me, and she didn't allow me to just sit and wallow in my grief. So I'm so thankful for her. That's my girl, Vaughn. I'm thankful for her because she didn't allow me to sit out there by myself. Because if it was up to me, let me tell you, I would be in that bed with the covers over my head, and I would just be by myself. And I wasn't no good for myself, wasn't no good for my children, because I miss my mama. I miss my mama. So I just wanted to just come before you and come on the show today to do a special episode all about grief and holiday grief, and to just acknowledge the fact that, hey, it is not always sunshine and joy and giggles for some people. Some people are depressed. Some people only had that one special person in their life, and that special person is gone, and so they don't know how they're going to survive. They don't know how they're going to survive. And when I talk about, I'm talking about death. It could be death of a relationship, and it could be death of a marriage. It could be you're mourning the death of your spouse that you were married to. I had to do that too. So the first year, it was interesting because my mother passed away in 2013, so I had that first Thanksgiving without my mother. And then I was without my husband, and so I was going through a divorce with my husband the following Thanksgiving and the following holiday. So it was like two deaths that I had to mourn back to back, and it was tough. It was really, really tough. But I'm here 5 years later. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Thanksgiving without my mother. And I'm here, and I am here to tell you that it does get better. It gets better. You'll always miss that special loved one because I miss her dearly, extremely. I was in the kitchen cooking the other day, and even when I'm in the kitchen sometimes during the holidays, I just have to giggle and smile because I can remember being in the kitchen with her, and she'd be yelling at me saying, "You ain't mixing that right. That don't taste right. You don't got enough seasoning in it. Give me that." So those were my holidays, and those were my memories. But my mother, I tell you, she loved cooking for people. She loved cooking for people. I didn't get that gene. I didn't get it. That skipped over me. But she loved for people to experience her food and eat her food, and she could throw down in the kitchen. She could throw down in the kitchen. And so I'm trying to create my own memories with my family and with my children now, and we just continue to laugh and remember my mama. My kids and I joke. I made some macaroni and cheese a couple weeks ago, and I was like, "Hey, is that like grandmom's?" And they was like, "No, keep trying, no, mom, keep trying, keep trying." So that's not my forte, but I can do a little something. I can do a little something, something. My kids can eat and I eat, but I just want you to know, I just wanted to jump on here and let you know that God is a healer, and he will heal you. God sends comfort. He sends healing, and he understands what you're dealing with and what you're going through and how you're grieving right now. And I will encourage you to allow him to heal you. I encourage you to allow him to finish the work in you and grieve. I mean, if you got to cry, cry. I tell people all the time, and my motto is cry, scream, and yell if you must. But once you're done, make sure you wash your face, open those blinds, get out the bed, put your clothes on, put that smile on your face, and breathe again and live again and dream again. Because people need you. People need you. We're out here and we need one another. We need one another. But keep memories alive. Keep memories alive. If it is your first Thanksgiving without that special loved one, I will let you know that, yeah, it's okay to grieve. It is okay to cry. It's okay to heal the way that you need to heal and grieve the way that you need to grieve, because everybody's process is different. I can remember when I first was going through, someone was saying, "Just pray, just pray. It'll be all right. It'll be all right." And I was praying, but no, I couldn't just pray. I needed to heal because it was painful and it was hard. So heal on your own terms and grieve on your own terms. And if it takes you 3 days, okay, more power to you. But if it takes you a couple months, if it takes you a year, if it takes you the time that it takes you, it's okay because it's your grief. And just allow God to do the work in you and get some help. If you need to get help, go talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody. Don't fall into a state of depression all alone, because the devil is the author of isolation. He's the captain of isolation and getting us by ourselves, and it is a trick of the enemy. to make us feel like we're by ourselves, we're all alone, no one understands. And true, no one understands our personal pain, our personal hurt, but other people, you need to be surrounded by other people when you are grieving, when you are mourning, and when you are going through, because if not, you will be in a bubble by yourself, and you'll be alone, and you'll feel like you are by yourself, and you'll fall down a hole, and you sometimes you'll stay there. So if you need to get help, get help. You need to talk to somebody. Talk to a professional. Go out here and talk to a professional, talk to a pastor, talk to someone that you trust, and don't do it by yourself. You do not have to do it by yourself, and I want you to know that, and it's okay. Grieve, cry, do what you need to do, but keep those memories alive. Keep the memories alive that you have with that loved one that's no longer with you. I oftentimes laugh in regards to things that used to happen with my husband because we shared a lot of memories. We were divorced. I was married for 20 years, and then we were divorced. So I have got a lot of good memories. And so oftentimes I'll find myself laughing or repeating something with my children that happened, and they'll ask me, why are you laughing about that, or why are you happy? And I often tell them I have more good memories than bad memories, and I choose to really be saturated and remember and focus on the good memories. That's what I choose. I choose to be positive and uplifting and focus on good memories. So if that's you and it was a divorce, and maybe it was a bad divorce, and maybe it was painful, but focus on those good memories. Focus on the times that you did spend together around these holidays, and you laughed and you were happy. Focus on those happy days, not focus on the negative. That's what I choose to do, because you know what? God is good and God is faithful. He is with us, and he said he promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us, and I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about even if man leaves us, even if a woman leaves you, people may walk away. It could be a best friend that you used to have and you shared these holidays with, and you're no longer best friends. Focus on the good times. Focus on those times that you remember that you shared that were awesome, and you laughed, and it was so much laughter and love. Focus on the laughter and the love. And you know what? Forgive. Forgive. If somebody hurt you, if somebody did you wrong or did you dirty around these holidays, forgive. You know, choose to forgive, because forgiveness is a choice. And don't allow people to leave this world and you to leave this world with unfinished business. If you can forgive, because we know you can forgive, because I used to get all the time, how can you forgive for something like that? And I would be like, what do you mean something like that? We've all fall short. We've all done wrong. So we've got to forgive, because the Father tells us to forgive. And guess what? We've been forgiven for so much. So we've got to forgive too. So look, if you are hurting right now, I want you to focus on a couple of scriptures, because these are some scriptures that really helped me and they encouraged me. And it's Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. You know, in the midst of turmoil and sadness, you've got to focus on scriptures. You've got to focus on the Word of God, and you've got to focus on what God has done for you. And you got to focus on a peace that passes all understanding, and God promised that that's what he would give us, peace. Philippians 4 and 7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I know God to be a keeper of my mind, because I remember when I thought I was going to lose my mind, when my mama was gone and I had moved away and I felt like I was all alone and I was just going through, and everything would remind me of her, and I would oftentimes just think about how she taking her last breath and she being gone and no longer here, and it was surreal. It was like, is this real or is this a dream? But it was very real. And so I had to focus on prayer and I had to focus on scripture. That's what I had to focus on. You know, John 14:1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If you believe in God, believe in him. Yeah, don't let your hearts be troubled and mixed up and confused. God will give you peace, and he loves you. He loves you so very much, just like he loves me, and he brought me through. And if he did it for me, because we know that God is no respecter of persons, if he did it for me, he will definitely do it for you. And I was a hot mess. I was a hot mess. I thought my best friend was going to slap me a few times because I was just, I was to pieces. I was through. And let me tell you something. I was saved. I loved the Lord. I was a minister. I loved God. So I knew the word of prayer and I knew the scriptures to go to. But the grief, hallelujah, the grief just overtook me. And so therefore, don't let anyone tell you that you must not be saved enough or you must not pray enough or it don't take that long, because they don't know your pain and they don't know your healing. Grieve and heal on your own terms. Grieve and heal on your own terms. So you know what? I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to jump on here and encourage you to be encouraged and keep the memories alive and just go out with some prayer. I love you. God loves you. Surround yourself with people that love you, that will make you laugh. Remember the good times. Remember good memories that you had with that individual, those people that you are missing right now. Remember the good times and create your own memories. Create some more memories that you can go back to, and you can laugh and you can giggle and you can, so somebody else will remember the memories with you, just like you remember the memories with somebody else. So God is good and he is faithful. I'm going to close this out in prayer because I need to finish cooking as well and get myself together because I'm hosting Thanksgiving on today. And God is good that I can, and I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head and food on the table, and I'm surrounded by people that love me. So I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for you right now. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. God, we glorify you for who you are and what you've done and what you've done for us and how you allowed us to see this day, a day we've never seen before and a day we will never see again. We're so very thankful, God, that we are in the land of the living. We're so very thankful, God, that we have a roof over our head and we have food on the table. We are so very thankful, God, for this day we will never see again, this Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd, 2018, we are here yet in the land of the living, and we say thank you. But Father, I say a prayer right now for my brothers and my sisters that are out here hurting. Well, I say a prayer for my friends that are out here, God. They are grieving by themselves. They're alone and they're desperate and they don't know which way to go. They've lost their loved ones. Their loved ones have gone on to glory. They've transitioned. And right now they're feeling a loss. They're feeling a void, God. But I know, God, that you are a deliverer and you are a healer and you send comfort. And so I ask right now that you send comfort to my brothers and to my sisters right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Surround them with people that love them and surround them with people that will make them laugh, oh God. Surround them with peace, oh God, that passes all understanding, God. God, we know you to be a God that sits high and looks low. We know you to be a God that knows all and sees all. We know you to be a God that delivered us, oh God, set us free, oh God, saved us, God, and we know that you are a God that can do this. Oh God, see about the people, God. See about Maria, God. See about Abraham, God. See about those, oh God, that are mourning right now. See about those that are missing their mother. mother, oh God, those that are missing their father, God, those that are missing their friends right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We know, oh God, that when we pray, you hear, and when you hear, you answer. So answer the prayers, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we wish that no one is in isolation and they're by themselves and they feel like they can't make it and they can't go on and they're on the verge of giving up. We wish that no man or no woman, no boy or no girl are out here right now, God, oh God, contemplating suicide because they miss that loved one. Those that are in a state of depression right now, oh God, we thank you for healing virtue that will flow throughout their bodies, God, their minds, God. Father, we thank you right now for sending help, sending healing, sending joy, God. Let them remember the good times. Let them remember the good memories in the name of Jesus. Father, I know you can do it. I know you will do it. And we thank you right now that the people will allow you to take over the healing, God. Oh, God, the people will allow you to do the work and finish the work and complete the work in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, for those that may not have much, that are by themselves right now and they're scraping by, but we know that we serve a God, hallelujah, that takes little and makes much. We know we serve a God that can bless, hallelujah, that can bless, oh God, through somebody else. So we thank you, oh God, for touching one person that they will bless somebody else. They will bless that single mother, oh God, that's been left by themselves to care for the children by themselves. They send help, oh God. Open doors, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We believe that you're going to do it and you will do it. And we thank you, oh God, that people are making memories and creating new memories, oh God, with the people that are around them. In the name of Jesus, dry up the tears, God. In the name of Jesus, take the sorrow away in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for replacing the sorrow with happiness, replacing the tears with joy. Oh God, give them beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Oh God, we understand that there are many whys and why did this happen and why were they taken away and why did it have to be them? And God, hallelujah, many people are questioning you, but we thank you right now that they will know you, oh God, and they will seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Let them draw nearer to you, God, draw closer to you, oh God. If they're lost souls, oh God, bring them into the fold, oh God. Let them know you, oh God, hallelujah, personally, in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you. We say thank you because you didn't have to do it for me, but you did. You didn't have to take me out of the state that I was in, but you did. And so I say thank you. I say thank you for saving me, God. I say thank you, oh God, for removing all of the tears, oh God, drying the tears up, oh God, removing the anger, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, remove the anger from the people, God, the people that are questioning you, God, that just don't understand, hallelujah. But over time, hallelujah, they will be able to let it go. Hallelujah, be able, hallelujah, to seek you and draw closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Send help, God. Send ministering angels in the name of Jesus. Send the ministering angels that you've assigned to those that are grieving and those that are hurting and those that are by themselves and those that are alone, that those that don't want to get out of bed and don't want to open the blinds and don't want to go outside, don't want to be around anybody. I understand, hallelujah, but I know, hallelujah, that there is healing amongst the people, healing in the surrounding, healing, corporate healing amongst others. Oh God, so I thank you right now for giving the people strength and energy, oh God, that they may be able to get out of that bed and go to the loved ones, go to their friends. Hallelujah. Send help, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you and we praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise because you are God and you are God by yourself and you don't need our help, oh God. So we just thank you that the individuals that are hurting and suffering right now, they are casting their cares onto you. They are giving it to you, oh God, because they can't help it. They're removing it from themselves and they're giving it to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Oh, we glorify you for this day. Hallelujah. We are thankful for this day, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Jonah in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. She's missing her son even the now in the name of Jesus. We pray for individual Aileen missing her mother. Hallelujah right now. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brother missing my mother. In the name of Jesus, I pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Send help, God. Send healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we love you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up. For this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad. Hallelujah. We thank you for old memories and we will not forget to make new ones. We love you, God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day. God loves you. Yeah, God loves you, and he's sending healing, and he's sending comfort, and he is drying up your tears even the now. I understand, and I get it, but I also get that God is a healer, and he will do just that. It may not seem like it right now, but he will do it. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, God, for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I love you. So God bless you. Bye-bye.